Good evening.
My name is Francois, and I will be your server this evening.
No, actually, I'm John Lilly, and I'm very happy to be your MC this evening. There will be no tomfoolery. I guarantee you this is a real microphone and doesn't have any gimmicky buttons on it. Those of you who were here last week, we got a little silly. We had a microphone that you pushed one button and everybody booed. That's right. We don't need no stinking button. And we had some other sound effects, so feel free to be your own sound effects machines here this evening. But we have a great concert planned. This is our second concert of Irish music and dance. It'll feature a tremendous variety of music. As you can see, our first performer is set up and ready. This is going to be a set of hammer dulcimer music, mostly Irish music, from a gentleman from San Antonio, Texas. He was an Augusta student for 7 years, and we're very pleased that he's here as an instructor this year. Let's make him welcome. This is Cliff Moses.
Thank you very much. I'm going to start out with a tune that's on my album, which is primarily Irish traditional music, but this first one, I had to sort of change the name a little bit to give it an Irish name. It's called The Moon of Clare. You may know it as Clare de Lune. Let's see what I'm doing. Thank you. Thank you very much. The rest of my the tunes that I'll play will actually be Irish traditional tunes. And the first medley will be two jigs, one by Ed Reavy called The Swans Among the Rushes. And the second one will be is a tune by Paddy O'Brien of Tipperary called The Coming of Spring. Thank you. Thank you. Is this on? Yeah. When I got up here, I only had 62 strings. And let's see, with one, two, three lights up here, I now have 247. I haven't heard too many carolin tunes this week, so I'm going to do a short medley of carolin tunes. A blind Irish harper that lived around 1700, late 1600s, early 1700s. Many of his tunes are termed as planksties. They're written in honor of someone, quite often at a manor house where he stayed for a while, as many of the itinerant musicians did. But some of them are written for historical events of one sort or another. This first one is called Eleanor Plunkett, and she was the only survivor of a family of 75 that were shut up in Castlecombe and killed by boiling water. So just a note of interest there. Second one is called Keen O'Hara, and the third one is commonly known as Carolyn's Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'd like to finish with a set of Irish reels. The first one is called The Last of Carroll Castle. The second one is a popular session tune, Jackie Coleman's reel. The third one is a tune by Alistair Fraser, written for our own inimitable Tommy Hayes that was on stage here Tuesday night, the percussionist, called Tommy's Tarbukas. Tarbukas are small Mediterranean drums. So Tommy's Tarbukas was written for Tommy Hayes.
Nice job, Cliff. Cliff does have some recordings for sale, as do most of the artists who you'll see perform this evening, and they'll be on sale at the intermission as well as after the concert. Another thing which you're probably aware of if you've been to Augusta concerts before, but I'll mention it for those who maybe are here for the first time. By the way, how many are here for the first time? How many have never been to a... Oh my gosh, let's give them a big round of applause. We're really glad to have you here this evening. Well, one of the things that happens at these concerts is that they're all recorded by Flawn Williams for our Augusta archives, and then after the summer is over, Flawn edits them all down into a series of concert souvenir tapes. So some of In fact, samples of each of the performances will be included on that souvenir tape. And you can put in an order for that tape, and they'll mail it to you. I believe it's in about January or so. I believe they do have copies of last year's and maybe one or two years going back of other souvenir tapes. It's a nice remembrance of your visit here. This next group we're bringing on, I don't know how long it's been since we've had a mother-son team perform at Augusta. It's a kind of an exciting thing. Often families do pass along traditions, but this is a particular configuration that I'm excited to have the privilege of introducing. Donna Long has been a very well-known and well-respected piano player for many years. She couldn't remember how many years she'd been here at Augusta. It was the matter of some discussion backstage. It was between 5 and 8 years, something like that. But those of you who were here Tuesday night, Donna, I believe, was in about 12 sets, I think. But she is one of the top piano players in Irish music in this country. She's been here a number of times with a great fiddler named Brendan Mulvihill. And her son, Jesse, who began playing about 6 years, studied with Brendan for many years and is here this year accompanying her piano class. Donna is here all week teaching people to accompany Irish music on piano, and accompanying without a melody instrument is really challenging. So they, we provide a fiddler for them to accompany. And Jesse has been here all week doing that. But we're in for a real treat. Jesse's a fiery fiddler. He's 18 years old, and the braces are coming off next summer from what I hear. And he's a great player and a real nice fella. And let's make them welcome. This is Jesse Smith and Donna Long.
Thanks. I hope they come off next summer. We're praying. We're going to start off with an O'Carolan piece, which my mother is actually going to play. It's called Catherine Martin, and we're going to play a reel afterwards called reel and mower. Use my cheat sheet.
Thanks.
Thank you again. Oh, God. I'm going to play another air now. This is one that I learned from the playing of a great old fiddler, Dennis Murphy, R.I.P. He has some great recordings with him and his sister, Julia Clifford, and I got this air from them. It's called Have You Been at Carrick? And I think it means, have you been at the Rock? Surprisingly. Don't know. Whatever rock that is. So we're going to do that, and we're going to go into a jig called Bobby Gardner's, which I learned from my teacher, Brendan.
Thank you.
I'm freezing. Really, really cold. I should have wore a sweater. Gonna finish up here. It's our last set. With The Moving Cloud. And we're gonna play it in two keys. So. And then we're gonna play Tear the Calico. And which I learned from one of my favorite fiddlers, James Kelly, who some of you probably know because he's been here. It's, I guess, I mean, he might have written this version. I'm not really sure, but it's really cool.
Jesse Smith and Donna Long. Jesse has a tape, not surprisingly, it's called Hurricane. And it will be available in the lobby. Another thing that goes on during the intermission, for those of you who are new around here, is something called the silent auction. People donate all kinds of items to Augusta, and we put them up for auction, and people donate money. There's a board out in the lobby with little pieces of paper that correspond to these items, and you can put your bids on there. It's not as silent as it appears. People mumble to one another while they put their bids up, but there's not an auctioneer as such. But this item just came in, actually. This fiddle bow, that's why I have it here, was donated by Frost Gully Fiddles from Freeport, Maine. It's sold for about $500. The opening bid will be $50. So this was just donated, and the silent auction ends at the end of intermission, so you can bet the mumbling will be hot and heavy around the this particular item. It doesn't have an item number, but I'm sure you can find it. We have a few other items from the silent auction we'd like to make you aware of. This is Pam, by the way. Let's give her a big round of applause handling the silent auction. This volume here is books of jigs and reels and other music books composed and compiled by Bob McQuillan. A great piano player. Let's give Bob a big round of applause. He's been an Augusta regular for many, many years. And a real prince. Bob, are you here? I guess he's not here. I don't know whether this is all of his books, but it's plenty of them. And they are in the auction. This is not just a t-shirt. This is a t-shirt that has been autographed by all of Tuesday evening's Irish concert performers. So look at this, and you wouldn't believe where R.P. Hale will sit. But you can have Joni Madden just above your heart right here. So this t-shirt is in the auction. Stand right there. We'll demonstrate here. This is from the blacksmiths. It's a triangle. Was this forged just this week? This was just forged in our brand new blacksmith forge right up the hill out behind Gribble Hall, which, for those of you who don't know, that was a spot of land 2 weeks ago. The first week, Augusta laid the foundation with Bill Witzman's masonry class. Last week, we put together the frame of it with a timber framing class, and they slapped up the frame, and it was roofed over the weekend, and this week, here we have it. And it was paid for by silent auction money. So please participate. Thank you, Pam. It's also interesting to go up and watch the blacksmith's work. It's a fascinating subject. Well, we have one more set of music before our intermission. And I think we're about ready for them. These are two members of a group called Fresh Fish. They're here from New England. For those of you who are local or might be here for next week, Fresh Fish is a great dance band from New England. They'll be featured in concert with the whole band on Tuesday night and are playing the Friday dance a week from this Friday. But these two individuals are here instructing this week. Dave Surrett is a great fingerstyle guitarist, and Jeremiah McLean is a great accordionist. And let's make them welcome Jeremiah McLean and David Surrett.